his old maps.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There are two requests for time extensions on today's agenda. The first one is conditional use 1978 John W. Davidson. Included in part of your packet a memo regarding the information regarding a time extension. Also included their information that they provided to the planning office to be used as consideration as the time extension. So the planning office received a request on January 2nd of this year for the conditional use. The conditional use was originally approved on March 18th, 2014 for a professional office with storage for a contractor office. Per the ordinance 2428 that County Council adopted, they can ask for a one-time six-month time extension. They have provided information stating that they have run into a few agency problems, and they do have an engineer on board, and they are waiting to move forward for that. So they have provided information requesting a six-month time extension.
In your opinion, does it warrant a six-month time extension?
It may be difficult for the project to be substantially underway within that 6 months. The 6 months for this application, it would have to be under substantially underway, have all agency approvals by September 18th of this year, because the project is still valid through the middle of March. But it's potential that they could meet all of those requirements.
Okay, so your recommendation would be that we grant the time extension?
If you so choose.
Okay, yeah, okay. Questions of council?
Yes. What agencies? I mean, I'm reading, you said there were some delays in some of the agencies.
They ran into some storm issues with stormwater management from the Sussex Conservation District. They had talked to them and based on the new regulations, so they've been trying to wait for the new regulations to go through the new process to try and figure out how to best address stormwater management.
And they've engaged in these communications recently, or is this something that's been ongoing? I mean,
my understanding, it's been ongoing. And then they ran into some issues with an engineer, so they have switched engineers and now have a new engineer on board. However, that engineer won't do anything unless the county council grants a time extension.
But anybody beyond that agency?
They haven't submitted to any other agencies.
Their letter says they've got no DLDOT approval.
That is correct. They have
waiting stormwater management approval. No fire marshal approval, right?
Correct. They have not submitted.
And they don't need engineering for the county because there's no roads involved.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, the big hurdle is what's been holding them up. To they get over that, then everything else will fall into place. But it didn't. I think to get all this other stuff before you get that first thing with the storm water and these other things is it's you got to be careful with the way you spend your money, I guess. I don't know. I can understand. I've heard from so many people.
Do you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that County Council grant a one-time six-month time extension for CU 1978 John W. Davidson.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion?
Yeah, is it 6 months, Mr. President, is it 6 months from today or is it 6 months from when it expires in March?
March, right.
This one would be from March.
So it's six, which is the September piece, which
correct.
Is what you mentioned. Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Next, ma'am.
The second time extension is for a subdivision. It's 2005-72 Baywood LLC, otherwise known as Bridalwood at Baywood. On January 17th, the Planning and Zoning Office received a time extension request to construct 174 single-family houses. Planning and Zoning Commission originally granted approval back in 2011. The plan was recorded on February 2nd, 2012. They provided two letters explaining where they are in the agency process regarding their application. Staff would note that this one, they did get their time extension in on time. However, we weren't able to get it onto the agenda until now. So if you do grant a time extension, it would be from today, or it would be from the date it was originally set to expire, so they would be valid through August.
They're not quite 6 months from.
Correct.
Yeah.
And your recommendation is we grant the approval?
If you so choose.
Okay. You have a motion?
Be it moved that the County Council grant a one-time, six-month time extension for 2005-72 Baywood LLC Bridalwood at Baywood.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions?
Again, I just want to, I'm reading the documents here, but I mean, I just want it to be on public record. What is the purpose of the delay?
They have run into some agency approvals, including stormwater management as well.
And anything beyond the storm management? I mean, use the agencies, so.
Would need to, their DLDOT approval, some has expired, some expires at the end of the month. They are still working with the engineering department through the public utility division, public works division. So they are still working on that. And then they need to go back and talk to, their fire marshal is still valid.
That's still valid.
That is still valid.
So is there any reason for you or the applicant to think that they will not be able to get it done?
It may be difficult, but there's a possibility that it could get done.
A possibility. So we're voting on something that possibly may not even.
Man, it'll expire then.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I got 6 months.
We're giving them like 6 months to maybe pull this all together. The next 6 month extension might not be as easy to get as this one.
Okay.
Is what I the way I read it, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Medlars.
Last gasp. Looks happy.
He's always happy.
Good morning, Mr. President, Council. I'm always happy to appear before Council. This one here, today we have the maintenance garage in the West Complex. You know, these are two approved projects by Council. They have limited funding in the current budget. We've been working through the programming and the preliminary engineering aspects. And I'd like to start with the maintenance building first.
Certainly.
The maintenance building is really, it's a lot more than the maintenance building. You may recall it also covers EMS storage. It covers the radio shop relocation. And it covers, obviously, the maintenance functions. But when you take the three in its complexity, you see, some of them are functions which really don't go well together on the surface. So we had a number of programming steps in order to bring it to this point, because EMS wanted something else from radio, and maintenance obviously wanted, and the proximity and where they wanted to be in respect to each other made this a somewhat difficult process in the programming side. We do now, however, fully approved, all parties have signed on, this particular programming plan, and I'll show you the actual breakdown of the building in a minute. It wants to be right next to the existing maintenance garage, which you see on the right. It will replace the EMS maintenance garage, which is really the lesser of the two buildings. If you had to pick one to be demolished, it would be the EMS maintenance garage. It would have to encompass some of the existing storage sheds, as you can see to the north. They will have to be relocated. We will have to have some minor pavement improvements, but we have to be very careful with the impervious. We do have a Sussex Conservation District permit, and we do have a fire marshal site approval for this particular approach. You see the other building to the bottom, the existing building, that's the storage building. You see they're offset, and they're offset because the command vehicle wants to be stored in the lower building, the existing building, so we have to create a path for the command vehicle to get in and out without having to do a lot more than a two-point maneuver, not a three-point, a two-point maneuver. And that's why that area to the left of the proposed maintenance building is left that way, so the command vehicle can pull up and then back straight into the maintenance garage. The existing storage garage. So having said that, if you go to the next slide, please, Amanda. No, that's Hans.
You don't have an assistant. I didn't know you knew.
I think it's up there, Hans.
I'll have to go to the next slide. Here we go. No, yeah. I went too far. Thank you. I do have an assistant. So further complicated issue was that the new maintenance building wants to be above existing utilities, and so that you can see we have to relocate water and sewer lines, which adds to the complexity, and radio lines. Communication, water, and sewer lines have to be relocated in order to make this, make that really function properly. So if you look at that, drives up the price tag, drives up the, obviously, the coordination, because initially we tried to avoid that, pick a different parking spot for the command vehicle, et cetera. So all steps which had to be worked out. If I can ask my assistant to bring up the next one. So let's see what she does. There we go. Now you can see. If you can this is the same building you saw on the site plan, or in the site overview, I should say. This particular piece, all of this here, is the EMS area, which has a restricted access. You remember that that's a big issue. EMS uses material which has public restricted public, so we have to make sure that they have a key card access, secure access, etc. Even the bathroom access, which is the only connection, is secure. So EMS occupies this area. Radio, no security requirements. Radio occupies all of this. You can see this is a much bigger bay doors, higher bay doors, more clearance. For another reason, to bring in the big ladder trucks. Anybody in the fire company, EMS world, we do. Obviously, EMS EMS vehicles, no problem, except for the command vehicle, which is fully equipped. But if we bring in a new ladder truck for the Georgetown Volunteer Fire Company, it has to fit in here and be worked in here. Believe it or not, today, radio team works on these vehicles in the elements. So
Outside. You mean, okay.
Yeah. So this is a great step. It's a fantastic step forward. This is our combined maintenance garage. We have four lifts because we have both the EMS maintenance team and the general maintenance team working in these two bays. This is the core support structure where, where the mechanics have the support, where the restrooms are, break room, and the kitchenette facilities. So if you see that here, we are at the point where we can have final design drawings within 2 or 3 months. So there's a lot of HVAC, electrical design, it's a structural design goes in there. You remember this building has to meet the 120 mile wind loads, so it's going to be a serious steel structure. This particular one here, so we didn't want to go and issue another notice to proceed for our engineers without Council A seeing it and B voting on it. Because we got to this point by picking the engineer off the pre-approved list, which you created, with based on their expertise, mechanical, electrical, specialty building expertise. They've developed several garages for example, others, the state police. Benoni did one for the state police, very similar type of approach. So today, I'm going to ask you to please approve under the under their current agreement the amendment number one for the maintenance garage. And that would be a $70,000 expenditure to bring us through bid documents and through bid. So the next time you see me again would be for the bid award. Oh, I take that back, because for the next budget, we have to put the right number of monies in there for the building construction.
You have a motion, then we'll take any questions.
I do have a motion for this. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number one to the EJCDC contract for miscellaneous engineering services with Pannoni & Associates, Inc. be approved in the amount not to exceed $70,000 for the Sussex Airport Auto Maintenance Building final design.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
Okay. So the Burton. Current building goes away.
The current building
The building that EMS is using today for a shop goes away. The other building stays there.
That brown roof.
The building EMS is using and their storage, they also use the storage building, goes away. The support functions will have to be relocated. We have to relocate the propane systems and the emergency generator, et cetera. But so generally speaking, other than their support functions from the natural, from the propane and the electric side, everything else goes away.
And what happens to that function in that building while you're under construction?
Excellent question. We are prepared.
Are you surprised?
I had no doubt.
What was the question?
Where are they going when they're under construction?
What do they do when that building, you tear the building down before you build a new one, where are they going to do the workshop work?
Where are we going to do?
Construction, you see here, relocated lift and relocated lift. We have one good lift in this particular garage right now. Mm-hmm. We're in the process. We have torn out the not functioning, no longer safe old post lift, and we are in the process of purchasing a second lift which can be used in the transition. So in the transition period, the mechanic team will be working exclusively out of this building with the two new functional lifts. Both of them will be relocated into this building once complete.
What question to the council?
And that building being demoed, you can't move, we couldn't move it or anything. Is it worth moving, or is it not that old, is it? Or how
the
old
building
is it?
Does not meet current code, so you could not, we, in all honesty, use it without improvements to the structure, could not re-erect it. Even if we took the steel apart.
Okay. Just curious.
And more questions.
Two questions, Mr. President. And number one would be, I am presuming, because you've just said it, but I just want to reaffirm that all parties are excited and on board with this current plan, i.e. the EMS and the maintenance, the regular maintenance guys that handle the regular fleet.
Mr. Lawson has been keeping the pulse of all the participants.
So therefore, Mr. Lawson, what would be the answer to that very question?
I think we have gained consensus and acceptance of all parties involved, and certainly for everyone, moving into a new structure is a better improvement, much better than what they currently have. So I think for all reasons, they are willing participants of this current design.
Everybody likes new bathrooms. And then the second question is, though we are not a proponent for larger government, that's for sure. However, where is the possibility of expansion on this building, or is there? And are we at that limit? I mean, i.e., on the maintenance of the fleets and things along those lines. Can you address that question?
We are at the limit. So this will serve for our needs for the next 20 years. That's why we have four lifts. That's why the radio shop's laid out the way it is. Will we need another storage building in the future for EMS? Most likely we will. Mr. Lawson certainly knows about that. I know about it. However, we are at the limit impervious-wise. We are at the limit from a fire marshal standpoint. We are at the limit from a sprinkler standpoint. So there's a lot of we're pushing several envelopes right to the limit. Anything else beyond that would push us over these envelope limits, and I think we created a program building which works well for us in the foreseeable future, and I venture to say that is a 20-year future.
And then beyond 20 years, we would have to think about building at a different location or thinking about something beyond what we have here.
20 years from now, we all have electric cars, and they will require a lot less maintenance, and we will still be good, but I cannot project beyond that. Storage-wise, we will have to. Storage-wise, Mr. Lawson, you want to chime in on the storage side?
Yeah, storage-wise, which is the building below that you can just see the quarter slither of the building. We're going to repurpose some of that. Recall, before that building was built, we had very limited to no storage of our equipment. So you speak of the elements. Our staff that we require to move snow goes to a vehicle that's covered in snow to remove snow. So before this building was built, we weren't able to house anything out of the weather. And now we're not full yet, but we're getting closer to being full. So we will repurpose some of that storage and build another storage building in the same area. The biggest linchpin in all of this is stormwater for now. We're maxed out without having to build or make any other improvements relating to stormwater.
So we're airport wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, more questions?
Yeah, I know. Perception would be that right now this handles all our vehicles would go to this new facility, all county vehicles, right, for maintenance?
All non-environmental services vehicles.
Non-environmental service, mean the sewer department?
Yes, the environmental services vehicles, they have a maintenance facility at Piney Neck.
Okay, good. Okay, now, because I would see that the sewer districts maybe should expand their maintenance, and that would relieve some of the pressure. Yeah, okay.
That would expand Piney Neck facility.
Good enough.
And more questions to council? And this does, the EMS you're talking about, it allows us to relocate everything from Dagsboro, the warehouse in Dagsboro, to here. Saves us that lease payment, correct?
That is part of this entire repurposing, yes, sir. We will get out of that lease arrangement in the Dagsboro area that we currently rent to store that hazmat and repurpose that in Georgetown, which, by the way, is a better functioning location when they have to go out on a call.
Right. Okay, we're going to take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Oh, we have motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one is, and I covered it in one memo, but in two amendments because they're two different projects. You had authorized the West Complex improvements to the and upgrades to the heating and air conditioning system. These are all split systems. Seven split systems serve the entire building. They are somewhat awkwardly zoned, so we were looking at some rearrangement of some interior ductwork. But mainly it was a pretty much in-kind replacement of these aging, and they're at the end of their life expectancy, some of them well over their life expectancy, HVAC systems. Well, as we get into this and start taking ceiling tiles down and then tracing ductworks out and doing a lot of other things, carefully choosing my words, we're seeing undesirable electrical arrangements in the plenum above the ceilings, which triggered a much further investigation, which triggered a second request to upgrade some of the electrical services in the building and some of the wiring, some of the wire management, and some of the type of wiring we're seeing. So having, and I'm not saying this is all bad, but it's, you know, you're looking at a building which was built many years ago for a completely different purpose, and we're using it for what we're using it today. So some of these things were in such a nature that we have no choice. So we have started, I authorized some additional funding to sort of widen the exploration. So we now have a pretty good picture of what the final design needs to look like in order to make it fully code compliant with the National Electric Code. So it's grown from a pure HVAC, replace six units and change a little bit of ductwork around, to a much more complex project. Also, of course, once you have occupants in the building who saw us looking at the zones, everybody wants their heating zone and cooling zone changed. So we had to, you know, rein this in somewhat to make sure we can stay within what we think, what engineering thinks is a reasonable project. And again, Councilman Ouellette, before you ask me, I'll try to answer the question, is everybody happy? there's different levels of excitement, how about that? So last not least, in this, what was brought to us from the IT side, that the server room is not protected. The whole building obviously is not protected. The server room is not protected from a sprinkler system. It would require a special type of fire suppression standalone. They've asked that to be included in the project. I've talked to Dwayne a couple of times about that. and our IT director would be very appreciative if we can include that in this project. So what you see here in the design proposal request, it includes the fire suppression component for the IT room. That was never authorized and is not a code issue. It is a need-based request. So here you have it. The HVAC final design, the new electrical work, and the server room fire suppression.
Do you have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 2 to the EJCDC contract for miscellaneous engineering services with Pannoni Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $30,720 for the final design of the West Complex HVAC, electrical, and fire suppression systems.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Of course. The question I would have is that existing electrical work, was that done in-house or via a contractor some years ago?
They're looking at the looking at how it was completed. It appears to me, not having been here, so take this with a grain of salt, a hodgepodge. I've certainly seen, I was involved in the KENDCOM complete rehab project, which was much more involved than this one even, and I could see even in the relatively new KENDCOM building that there was an array of different electrical work within the building. So the West Complex being not an emergency center, you saw a wider array of electrical work. Does that answer your question in a politically correct way?
Created.
Well, it's an older building.
Yeah, but we're also not restrained. So you sure. people felt there's certainly need for improvement, but we have contributed to it. Okay, I'll admit to that.
Okay,
this all goes to a new building, correct? All this flooring, air conditioning.
Goes in the building that's out there now to West Complex.
No, the West Complex as it is today.
Yes.
It's all in the plenum of the ceiling.
I thought it came with a new
right.
plan.
Most of it came with the building, but when we reconfigured the walls, I could see some of that work was done by our contractors, and some of it was subsequently done by our forces.
Mr. Burton, you have a question?
Yeah. You mentioned the computer room with the separate
servers. Fire suppression system.
Fire suppression. Yeah. Are we backed up somewhere off-site, or is that?
Yes. In the cloud.
We are. Okay.
Two places.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I got a quick question.
Mr. Cole.
Did you investigate ductless systems when it comes to the heating and air? Because the ductless systems seem to be more flexible, mm-hmm. more efficient. Cheaper, maybe, to operate because you can control. Anyway, any look into that instead of all this, you know, going back to the same old, same old?
Yes, we actually did talk about this. To use the plenum as the air return, that would be sort of a hybrid of a ductless system, because you couldn't have a complete ductless system because you still need to bring the supply air to the appropriate mm-hmm. office buildings.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yes, I can affirmatively say this, and it did not offer any savings
okay.
at this point.
That's all.
Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant, Mrs. Jennings?